SB Nation Radio here at 106.7 The Fan. Scott Jackson, Mike Prada with you. And our pleasure to bring in Jim Kemsky. He is from Bleeding Green Nation. He's the editor. He's with us here getting ready to talk some Redskins-Eagles on Monday night. How you doing today, Jim?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good. I got to find out. I mean, what is going through Philly fans' mind as they watch this melodrama with Donovan McNabb getting benched in Detroit and then all the ridiculous explanations, after the fact from Mike Shanahan and his son Kyle? What were people in Philadelphia thinking about all this?
Well, we've seen it before, the benching. We didn't see the crazy explanations afterwards.
Right.
But, it's kind of crazy to hear a coach call his quarterback essentially, lazy and stupid. For lack of a way of better putting it.
Yeah.
It sure seemed that to us, too.
Yeah, it didn't really make much sense to us. I guess I asked this of when we had some guests on, when I asked them of this then. I'll ask you, of all the kind of pseudo-explanations that we've heard from Shanahan, the cardiovascular thing, the two-minute drill thing, the hamstring thing, the picking up the offense, the tempo in practice, all that stuff, what strikes you as kind of the most plausible explanation, given what you know about McNabb from his time in Philly?
Yeah, really, I have no idea. I mean, the decision to put Grossman in with less than 2 minutes in a winnable game, I don't see any logical explanation for it at all. None. So it's really kind of a difficult question to answer, other than, they just don't like what they're seeing on the football field.
Yeah, nobody certainly is happy the way this team's playing offense at this point, Jim. But, as you guys watch this in Philly, does it just kind of drive home the point that, we made the right decision and going ahead and moving him, even if it was in division?
Yeah, I think they certainly made the right decision. The Eagles aren't stupid. They have a long track record of not re-signing or getting rid of players that were, getting into their mid-30s, and that turned out to be right on. I'll give you an example of another Washington Redskins player, Jeremiah Trotter. They let him go. He signed a ridiculous contract with Washington that the Eagles chose not to match, and they turned out to be right. Deuce Staley, Troy Vincent, Bobby Taylor, the list goes on and on. So, a lot of people criticized the move when McNabb traded him. Not so much that they traded him, but that they traded him in division. But, they really know what they're doing with evaluation of their own players.
And this is the last McNabb question, I promise. I'm sure you're tired of talking about him. But there are a couple kind of analysts out there that said that he should have stood up for himself more instead of kind of taking it in his typical Donovan McNabb non-confrontational way. I'm kind of curious, with the Philly fans, I mean, this is something that he's been doing for years. What was the kind of the Philly fans' kind of take on how Donovan would always kind of, stay above the fray, but maybe sometimes wouldn't stand up for himself? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, Donovan, he kind of had in Philly at least, he kind of had a reputation of saying the right thing and then just kind of sneaking in that little dig at the end that kind of went undetected for a day or two. I don't know if he's really done that so much in this case with Shanahan, although he did kind of say that, I believe he said that he thought it was hilarious, that he didn't know the playbook.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as far as standing up for yourself, I don't know what people expect him to say. If he's going to go ahead and bash the coaching staff, it's only going to make the situation worse, in my opinion.
Yeah, we're here with Jim Kemsky, the editor of Bleeding Green Nation, with us here on SB Nation Radio on 106.7 The Fan. Scott Jackson, Mike Prada with you as we go behind enemy lines. All right, well, what are people feeling like in Philly now about the quarterback who is currently starting, but it wasn't supposed to be the quarterback of the future, Michael Vick? Do they feel like he should be the quarterback of the future of this franchise?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the consensus these days. I mean, it's hard not to think that way with the way that he's been playing. And it's not even so much that Kevin hasn't played well, because he's won a few games so far this season. He looked fantastic against a team that just went to 7-2 last night, the Falcons. But the way that Michael Vick is playing, if you drag out his numbers that put up through really what's the equivalent of about four games this season, you drag that out over 16 games, there's no way he's not the MVP of the league.
Now that I think about it, it maybe makes a little bit of sense. But given that, with that, obviously, when the two teams, the Redskins played the Eagles first, I mean, Cobb, they knocked Vic out and Cobb played most of the game. How much of a difference does it make that Vic presumably will be healthy the whole game this time?
Yeah, well, again, like you said, presumably if he's healthy the whole game, I think it's a big difference. You know, I don't think it's a tough situation when you're a backup quarterback and you know, you haven't run with the first team, you haven't run with the game plan all week in preparation for the game, and you're thrown into a situation like that. So, you know, if the starting QB, whether it would be Vic or Cobb, I think it's a better situation. You know, if you're going into a game and you're able to go from start to finish. So, you know, being that. You know, hopefully that's the case, at least for Eagles fans this week, but also because Michael Vick is such a dynamic and incredible player so far this year, I think they're certainly in a better position to win this week than they were, you know, earlier in the season.
Jim, when I look at the Eagles, I think one of the big things, you know, everybody talks about the quarterback situation and for obvious reasons, but one of the things that jumps out at me, it appears the defense is kind of figured some things out of late as well. I thought they did a really good job against Peyton Manning last week, and for a while this season, it really looked like this defense, you know, was a weakness of this team, but lately it seems to be a strength.
Yeah, I would agree. The issues going into this week, I think, are that, well, they haven't completely ruled out Nate Allen this week. But the Eagles only carry three safeties. They carry Nate Allen, they carry Quentin Michael, and beyond that, Kurt Coleman. So Kurt Coleman came in last week when Nate Allen went down. If they have any kind of trouble with if either Quentin Michael or Kurt Coleman has to come out of the game, that's presuming Nate Allen won't start. They could be in some trouble there. But yeah, I would agree that their defense kind of ran into some troubles earlier this season. Ellis Hobbs has had some games where he hasn't played well. He the Eagles are saying he's hurt. But I'm not sure if he's hurt or benched. And Demetri Patterson came in and played fantastic last week against the Colts. Stuart Bradley hasn't been so great this year. He's coming back from the ACL tear and has been a bit of a disappointment. But, yeah, they put together certainly a fantastic game against, you know, one of the best quarterbacks of all time.
When these two teams first met, you know, the Redskins pass rush, I think, really beat up the Eagles' offensive line. How has the offensive line progressed, and is this something that Eagles fans are concerned about going into this game?
Yeah, I think in that last game, the Eagles basically put Jason Peters out on the island and said, go ahead and block Brian Arakpo. And Arakpo kind of ate him up a little bit. I don't think he had any sacks, but he was getting pressure all game. I think they got two holding calls on Peters against Arakpo. I don't think they're going to do that again this week. I think it'll give Peters a little bit of help, and that'll go a long way to you know, stopping the Redskins' pass rush. But they've been better. They've been a lot better in the last few weeks, and they've been getting a lot healthier as well. Peters has kind of had his issues. He missed a game. King Dunlap had to fill in for him, but they're getting healthy, and they've been playing a lot better.
All right, Jim Klemski's with us. He's the editor from Bleeding Green Nation, joining us here behind enemy lines on SB Nation Radio. Scott Jackson, Mike Prater. Before we let you go, Jim, we got to get a prediction. Who wins this game? What do you think it's going to be? What the final score is going to look like?
Yeah, I think I'd go 24-19 Eagles.
Closer than I would have expected.
24-19, okay. Well, the Redskins do play close games. It's just that he hit that 24 mark. That's hard for them to touch.
Yeah.
When it comes to offense.
Well, they play close games, and they practice the two-minute offense once every 6 weeks.
Yeah, but they don't practice the two-minute offense, which makes perfect sense. I mean, why would you? You never, you know, you're close games every week. Hey, well, Jim, thanks a lot. Appreciate giving some time on SB Nation Radio, and enjoy the game.
No, thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right, there is Jim Kemsky with us from Bleeding Green Nation, the editor. I want to thank Jim. I want to thank Alan May from Comcast Sportsnet, Jake Whitaker. Whitaker from SB Nation DC, the associate editor, and that will do it for this week. Mike Prater, good stuff. We'll come back again and do it next week.
Yeah, who do you got this week?
I like the Eagles as well. I think the Eagles win this game.
Ooh, I'm going to be the homer again, and I'm going to say Mike Shanahan's 10-4 out of bye weeks in his career. I think McNabb is going to be really amped to play against his former team again. I think if the whole McNabb-Shanahan thing didn't happen, I think this would have been just another game. But I think the timing is just perfect for him to kind of come out and play a lot better than he did against Philly. They're coming off a bye week. They're at home. I think they win. I'm going to say 20-17 on a Graham Gano game-winning field goal.
Wow. There you go, Graham Gano. I have a 21-14 Eagles. No Graham Gano except for extra points this week. All right, that'll do it for SB Nation Radio. Again, thanks to all of our guests. Thanks to Othello for taking care of business behind the scenes. For One Mike Prada, I'm Scott Jackson. Do it again next week here on SB Nation Radio on 106.7 The Fan. See you.